Welcome to the Drumhead Service, which was held in the Villa Marina Royal Hall on Thursday the 8th of May, as the island marked the 80th anniversary of VE Day, Victory in Europe, the start of the end of the Second World War. The Drumhead Service replicates services held on fields of battle, where an altar would be formed by using drums, literally with the head faced upwards, with flags placed on top. Our drumhead service is led by the Archdeacon, the Venerable Irene Cowell, and begins with the procession of standards. And then, during the pipe playing, which you will hear, which follows that, young people brought forward some items that were placed on the top of the first drumhead. And they were a miner's lamp, a Bible, some poppies, and a small wooden cross, and the young people brought those forward in procession and laid them on the drumhead as the service started. And, of course, the standards having been processed down, the two main standards were laid on the drumhead, and that was the Union flag and the Royal British Legion flag. This is our drumhead service.
Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. God has been our refuge and our strength. Dear friends, we have come together on this day to commemorate the anniversary of victory in Europe. We come together conscious of our need for God's forgiveness, for the sin and the desire to dominate others, that leads to conflict between people and war between nations. And as we remember the many soldiers, sailors, and airmen who gave their lives restraining evil and opposing tyranny, so we also come in thanksgiving for those who continue to strive for peace on this continent. We gather joyfully today as those who gathered on the first Victory Day, glad of each other's company and grateful for the laughter and the love that follows times of sadness and loss. But above all things, let us pray that God's will may be done on earth as it is in heaven, as we join our voices together and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
We now have two Bible readings. The first is given by His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, and the second by Chief Minister, the Honourable Alfred Cannon.
The first reading is taken from the fourth chapter of the prophet Micah, beginning at the first verse. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's temple shall be established as the highest of mountains and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from the fifth chapter of the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, beginning at the 16th verse. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
During Thursday evening's Drumhead service, the address is given by the Right Reverend Tricia Hillis, Bishop of Sodor and Man.
80 years ago this day, the skies over Europe quietened. The guns fell silent and cities burned no longer. The great terror and the wickedness of Nazi tyranny had been broken and victory in Europe declared. Today we join to celebrate with full cheer and the fullest and proudest of hearts the wartime generation whose selfless devotion at the greatest personal cost is an enduring legacy for us. On the 3rd of September 1939, everything across the globe changed. And this island too felt the impact of that international struggle. And it made its own significant contributions. Manx people left these familiar shores to serve the cause of freedom in far-flung places, including Malaysia, where I was born, and where I know comrades and colleagues served. Tens of thousands of personnel also came here, stationed for research and for training. 14,000 children came here looking for safety and were cared for by Manx families. The landscape of the island itself changed, with the building of radar stations, air raid shelters, internment camps, and airfields. On Douglas Head, around 30,000 personnel were trained to operate radar, going on to serve on submarines and all kinds of warships, and others trained at one of those top secret facilities that we heard about, including one on Douglas Prom, and were dispatched to serve in stations across the UK, including at Bletchley Park, where they intercepted and decoded enemy communications. Experienced Manx sea captains and crew played an equally valuable part. 10 of the packet's vessels were refitted and given over to the war effort. They'd be part of that huge flotilla who snatched troops to safety off the beaches of Dunkirk. So we see that the island was teeming with activity. But her people also knew the cost of war. Personnel who were Manx were amongst those who did not return, or who returned bearing the scars of conflict. Islanders here knew rationing, blackouts, and the deepest pain of separation. Little wonder then that this day, 80 years ago, was one of such joy. For many, a great breath of freedom long, long, long awaited. And we carry the images of people out on the streets right across the island, including in Ramsey and Laxey and here in Douglas, with music and bands, with dancing and bonfire, singing, and it was reported, ice cream. Joy and hope, relief, as the last all clear sounded from the sirens, at last, amidst the blare of ship's horns and the pealing of church bells. Now, how very serious the situation had been was brought home to me again, as exactly 2 weeks ago I stood, together with Holocaust survivors, in the somberness of the Auschwitz-Birkenau camp, and with them also amongst the forest killing glades, where children and men and women had been brutalized and callously murdered. And I saw there not just the machinery of efficient evil, but the vacuum of empty lack of compassion and justice, which arises when humanity abandons its soul. And so while on this day Europe rejoiced, the full horror of the Holocaust was only just to be revealed. And for many Jewish survivors of that time and others, there was no liberation even in peace. And some were met not with welcome, but with renewed hatred, even with killing. And of course, we know that the war raged on in the Pacific theater. And even in Europe, the task of building for the future was only just beginning. So after so much endeavor and so much sacrifice, there was still more to be done. So VE Day 1945 represented an end and a new beginning and new challenges. 80 years on, the sacrifice of all those who served in the Second World War shapes us and our world and the freedoms that they secured for us, which we enjoy today. And we're privileged that some of those who lived and served through that war are still with us, even with us in this very place this evening. And we celebrate them and we thank them. And this is also a moment to give thanks for the many others who served and who are no longer with us, including members of our own families and our congregations and our communities. We're each charged with carrying forward the sacred weight of their stories. That this anniversary comes at a time when Europe is again at war in Ukraine, and alongside conflicts in Gaza, Sudan, Yemen, Kashmir, and elsewhere, where our own troops still serve, is all a vivid reminder that conflict is never far away. So as we look back, we also look forward, realizing that there is still yet more to do. We take heart, though, treasuring peace, honoring courage, maybe gathering those we love, yes, yet that little bit closer. And we celebrate the human spirit, which though battered, did not break. Remembering that, as the message at the heart of the Christian story affirms, tyranny, though it tried to strike deep, did not and shall not ever have the final word. That is for singing and dancing and rejoicing, and most of all, for justice, freedom, and above all, love.
Now, a time of prayer is led by Captain Dylan Nevote of the Salvation Army on the Isle of Man.
Let us pray. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those men and women who have died in active service, particularly in the Second World War, whose sacrifice brought victory in Europe. As we honour their courage and cherish their memory, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope now and forever. O Lord God of hosts, stretch forth, we pray, your almighty arm to strengthen and protect our servicemen and women. Support them in times of conflict, and in their rest and training, keep them safe from all evil. Endue them with courage and loyalty, and grant that in all things they may serve without reproach, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, bless our sovereign Lord, King Charles, and all who are in authority under him, that they may order all things in wisdom and equity, righteousness and peace, to the honour of your name and the good of your church and people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth
and peace proceed, kindle in the hearts of all people the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward till the earth is filled with the knowledge of thy love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We now come to the Act of Remembrance. This is led by the Archdeacon, Venerable Irene Cowell. The exhortation is given by Jim Cottier, who is the Royal British Legion Isle of Man County Chair.
Let us pledge ourselves anew to the service of God and our fellow men and women, that we may help, encourage, and comfort others, and support those working for the relief of the needy and for the peace and welfare of the nations. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit, give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. Amen. O Lord our God, as we remember, teach us the ways of peace. As we treasure memories, teach us to hope. As we give thanks for the sacrifices of the past, help us to make your future in this world until your kingdom come. Amen. Let us remember before God and commend to his sure keeping those who have died for their country in war, those whom we knew and whose memories we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humanity.
They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
The last post was played by Ashley Cole. After we'd observed a 2-minute silence, Ashley then played the reveille.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrows, we gave our today.
Ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May the same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Bishop Tricia gave the blessing, and during the music that follows, the standards were processed out of the Royal Hall.
Go forth into the world in peace, be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honour all people. Love and serve the Lord. Rejoice in the power of the Holy Spirit. As banach ye olianatl, un air amach as ad spirit nu, derau namastu, as de hinachten meru, es son de brach. Amen.
You've been listening to a Drumhead service that we recorded in the Villa Marina Royal Hall last Thursday night as the island came together to commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. Before the Drumhead service, there was a VE Day commemorative concert featuring, amongst others, soloists Paul Costain and Nicola O'Connor, and children and students from the island's schools. The full concert is available as a podcast in this Manx Radio Island Life series specials.